Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Tuesday, August 27, 2019. I'm Dave Garrett, the last Tuesday of the month, the last Tuesday of August. Now we begin the burrs. Get ready for the burrs. I hope you're ready for the burrs. And we're talking about September, October, November, December. Greatest time of the year. Alrighty. So today it's leadership in the news. And it's actually today's question should be, technically it should read, where is the leadership? Folks, I'm, if you don't know by now, I am a U.S. Army veteran. I served 4 years and did a lot, saw a lot, and met a lot of great, wonderful people. And even after I've left, I'm still very active in the veteran community. Not like, you know, super well known, but the veterans that I do support know me, and they know of me, and they know my stance is veterans. And today, story came out not too long ago. It's about suspicious veteran's death finally being investigated. It's on the USA Today, and Donovan Slack is the author of the story, and USA Today. Authorities are investigating a string of about 10 suspicious deaths, including one ruled a homicide at a Veterans Affairs Hospital in West Virginia out of concern they were targeted, according to three people familiar with the probe. In October, the body of Felix Kirk McDermott, an 82-year-old Army veteran, died last year at a VA hospital in Clarksburg, West Virginia. His body was exhumed and brought over to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, and a federal medical examiner conducted an autopsy and concluded, check this out, that McDermott's sudden death, that's what it was ruled as when he passed away on April 9th, 2018, was actually caused by an injection of insulin into his abdomen, which can kill someone who is not diabetic. According to the history that the family provided, the medical history, McDermott had no history of diabetes or insulin use to control his blood sugar levels, according to the autopsy report. That's murder. Somebody killed this man. Somebody killed this veteran. Somebody killed this individual who went to this hospital under the guise of being treated and taken care of, and it didn't work out that way. It didn't work out that way. And folks, this is nonsense. This is just pure, simple nonsense. This type of behavior, the way, and you hear horror stories throughout. If you just Google it, and you'll hear. There's another story. It's veterans harmed at VA Veterans Administration, nursing homes in 25 states inspections find. And again, Donovan Slack, USA Today, and Andrea Estes, the Boston Globe. They're the ones that wrote that article, again, in the USA Today. And it's going to be in the show notes. At a Veterans Affairs nursing home in Brockton, Massachusetts, a severely impaired veteran with dementia sat trapped in his wheelchair for hours, his right foot stuck between the footrest. Inspectors watched as staff walk past the struggling man without helping. What kind of freaking nonsense is that? Where is the leadership in that? Where is the leadership? It's none. It doesn't exist. It's just blatant, does not exist. These people are there just to collect a paycheck, the government paycheck, and they're not doing what they want, what they signed up to do, what they were interviewed to do. They weren't doing their job. And this is when the inspectors are there. You know, I know at where I've worked before, whenever inspectors come around, you tighten the ship. You pick up the slack. You do what it takes to get these inspectors in and out of there. But obviously, this was just blatant disregard for anything. And that's just when the inspectors are there. You know how much worse it probably is, or more than likely is, when they're not there. And yes, I say there is no leadership. Why? Because if this is tolerated in front of inspectors, in front of auditors, and this is tolerated, this type of behavior is tolerated, or it's the standard, what else are they doing? Folks, I kid you not. I had one VA doctor. And it wasn't at a VA setting, but he was a VA doctor. He flat out told me, he looked me right in the eye and goes, you want to get disability? I'll tell you what to do. You know, knock on wood, I'm healthy. knock on wood, there's no problems, knock on wood that everything's okay. And this guy just says, flat out, just looks at me. And I mean, I've known him at that point maybe about 3 hours when he said this to me. And it's unbelievable. And he worked at a VA facility. He retired. He's since retired, but he worked at a VA facility. And that guy, that just blew my mind. That just blew my mind. There is no leadership. There's no one holding anybody accountable. And they can pat themselves on the back, tap, you know, congratulate themselves, oh, good job and all this, because we're looking into it now. Now they look into it. No, you know, it's senseless. It's nonsense. It's just no. And I'm sorry. I just don't see it. And I am scared. I am scared to get sick. I am scared to be hurting. I am scared to actually have to go to the VA. Because if this is what's happening, and you know, my grandfather, he went to a VA nursing home and he died there. And now it's like, I don't know. Now it's got me thinking. You know, I read the report. That facility that he was at was not mentioned at all. Did not appear anywhere in the report. So, good thing. But now here I am several years later and I'm thinking about this and it's like, And you got to go, you got to question it, because if it's happening blatant at these other facilities, how is it happening at those that they're not seeing anything? Did they straighten up and fly right while the inspectors were around? Did they pick up the slack? But the moment the inspectors left, I don't know. I have no business setting foot in those facilities to go and see. But, you know, we're talking about veterans. We're talking about the elderly. We're talking about those that have sacrificed so much and the war never ended for them. You know, I do know for a fact that, you know, my grandfather, my other grandfather who passed away several years back, he still had nightmares. Many, many years after coming home, he still had nightmares of World War II. I still on occasion, you know, still have some unpleasant dreams and some unpleasant nights, but I wake up recognizing, hey, those days are over. But for some, it's just never going to go away. That's why we got to take care of them. They did the work. We did the work that others didn't want to do, that others didn't have the guts to do, that others didn't step up and just say, you know what? I'm doing it. You know, we did the work. And I throw myself in there because, again, I'm a veteran. And so when I say veterans, it includes all of us. We did it. And we didn't do it because, oh, well, I want the discount at Lowe's, or I want the discount at Home Depot, or I want that free lunch over at Applebee's. No, it's not why we did it. That's after the fact. That came way after I left the military. And to this day, somebody else can take that seat at the table. You know, I'm glad that they can go. And I have yet to do that. And I don't plan on to. However, folks, we've got to take care of these people. And if no one's speaking up for them, guess what? I will then. I'll speak up. Just same thing with those veteran suicides, 22 a day. Where is the congressional inquiry in that? Where is the work on that? Where is the protest on that? 22 a day. And we've got, what, 4 months left? Or yeah, 4 months left, so 120 days. And, you know, so we've gone, what, 240 at 22? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. That's a rough number. But that is just way too many. That's one way too many. So we've got to take care of these assets. That's what they are, because they are history. They are our living history. We've got to take care of them. Let them know that everything that they did at any point that they served was for a reason. And that's where the leadership of the VA is failing. That's where the leadership of the VA is failing, and Congress, and anybody that listens. Sure, it looks good at election time. Oh, well, I brought in this VA facility. I did this. But, you know, when the cameras are turned off and you're not campaigning, what are you doing? sure, you might pass a or help co-write or vote for, but what are you actively pursuing? How about the real problems? The real problems. And there's more problems with veterans. There's more problems with active duty soldiers and their families. And I could sit here and go on and on and on, but again, I'm going to save that for another episode. Because again, even now, there's still problems and we've got to address them. Folks, it's Tuesday, August 27, 2019. Leadership in the news, or the lack of leadership at the VA to allow murder to take place. That's what I'm going to call it. I call it murder. Because someone willfully injected this soldier, this veteran, this sergeant major with insulin when he had no reason to have an injection of insulin. There was nothing in his medical charts. And trust me, those medical charts are there and they know. And you know. And those people that worked there knew. But somebody decided not to. Somebody decided to take matters into their own hands and commit a criminal act. The article says that they have somebody, a person of interest, and that person of interest is no longer dealing with the facility there. He has no deals with no activity at the facility. And so I hope they find this individual. I hope they do what they need to do. But in the meantime, what else is going on every place else? Time to start asking questions. And that's what you ask leaders. And if leaders can't provide it, they're not leaders and they don't need to be there. If they choose to ignore you, if leaders, people who put themselves in positions and call themselves leader, choose to ignore your questions, even a simple yes or no question, they have no business being a leader or even thinking in their minds that they are leaders. They're bad. They're not even bad managers. I have no idea. They just don't deserve where they are. Folks, I'm Dave Garrett. Today is Tuesday, August 27, 2019. Leadership in the news. Have a great evening. Have a great Wednesday. I'll talk to you then.